great to have you here. We're just a few weeks away from the kickoff of the legislative session. Of course, news this week on the budget surplus. How's that impact us on the ag side?
You know, it's really interesting. So the ag budget in the state, I always tell people, is less than one half of 1% of the state's budget. So I'm kind of in there scrapping to see, like, what we can do. There's things that we want to do, trade promotion for this area, research. Avian influenza, animal disease preparedness are really top issues, meat processing. So we're looking at a lot of big one-time investments for the state. And so we're excited that we'll have a strong ag package and, you know, not really looking at cuts and things like that. So, but we want to make smart investments. And then also I think property tax relief is something that we think is important for farmers.
Got a couple new chairs going to be moving into those seats and the session begins. Have you had a chance to connect with those?
Yeah, I know them both pretty well. Samantha Vang will be the chair in the House, and she was the vice chair last year, and she really negotiated a lot of the ag package. You know, keep in mind the ag bill is one that passed last year in the drought relief, and she played a big part in getting that dollar out to cattle farmers and others, so that was really helpful. And then Senator Putnam's from St. Cloud, and I think he's going to kind of learn his way. He's very excited and doing an ag listening session this week, or tours this week, and we'll see. But very, it's great to have enthusiastic, positive chairs.
Certainly, you mentioned on your way up here, you heard the news on the Epitome Energy plant moving across the border into North Dakota. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you know, it's really disappointing for Minnesota. I think we obviously don't want to lose businesses. We want them here in Minnesota because it's helpful for tax base and other things. You know, I, as the ag commissioner, the one thing I worked really hard to get that I, you know, we provided over $1 million grants and another extra planning grant that we made available to try to help that along. I think the permitting process, something we're always looking at in Minnesota. You know, the air permit would have been approved, my understanding was February 1st. So, you know, just trying to see on the delays on that is unfortunate. Ultimately, I wish Dennis well and hope that it gets built because, you know, it does help provide, you know, opportunities for farmers up in this region. We just wish it would have been built in Crookston. So, yep.
I can get that. Legislative trade trips going into 2023. You've got Assistant Commissioner Vobel is just getting back. You've got a couple of things on the tap for going into 23.
Yeah, I'm really bullish on trade right now in Minnesota. I think it's I've been just seeing it as commissioner. I know things have opened up more, but we just, you know, have a lot of interest in our products, especially from Asia. So we're looking at going to Tokyo and Taiwan. MDA, we have an office now in Taiwan that serves Southeast Asia. We're looking at South America and Chile this next year, and then North Africa. So really some exciting things. I think a real good prospect for soybean meal, especially in dairy. And so some of these different things looking up.
How do you kind of pick where you're going to be going on some of these things?
Yeah, we really work with the USDA, and the USDA does a great job. One thing I've learned as commissioner, USDA Foreign Ag Service, is that we get a great bang for the buck out of that. They do a great job, tremendous, helping us set up meetings with connections, people that are interested. They look at the commodities we have, and then commissioners like myself help lead the trade mission, and Minnesota's pretty aggressive. We bring companies, we bring farm groups, and we, you know, I'm really proud of the delegations we put together, and we do see results from those.